Vsemogočna travica. Vse o konoplji, o vsem iz konoplje. Rubriki Pomaga rasti, konopljarna Hanabis.
Pozdravljeni tudi v konoplji namenjeni rubriki četrtkovega jutranca. Z vsemogočno travico smo se minuli vikend mudili na gospodarskem razstavišču, kjer je potekal tretji seminar iz cikla Demistifikacija konoplje. Dvodnevni seminar, ki ga je organiziralo društvo Pomurske pobude ONEJ, je tokrat potekal pod naslovom Konoplja v zdravstvu, teorija in praksa. V Ljubljano pa je ponovno uspel privabiti vodilne svetovne raziskovalce na področju medicinske uporabe konoplje. Ti so s kratkimi predavanji, ki so potekala ves dan, petek in soboto, predstavili svoja spoznanja in izkušnje pri raziskovanju tako imenovane medicinske konoplje. Precej časa pa je bilo namenjenega tudi politični obravnavi tega področja. O vsestranski uporabi konoplje v zdravstvu je tekla beseda predvsem petek, ko so predavatelji predstavili konkretna dogajanja. Ameriška psihiatrinja Sue Sisley je tako predstavila uporabnost konoplje pri soočanju z odpornimi oblikami posttraumatične stresne motnje. Izraelski klinični nevropsihiater Ilja Raznik pa je govoril o praktičnih vidikih uporabe gandže v zdravstvene namene. Kanadski raziskovalec Paul Hornby je imel predavanje o zdravilnih učinkih CBD-ja. V Izraelu delujoči češki kemik in svetovna avtoriteta z področja raziskovanja konoplje, Lumir Hanuš pa je spregovoril o vidikih uporabe trave v sodobni medicini. Na seminarju smo se mudili drugi dan, organizatorji pa so se zaradi skromnega obiska odločili predavanja nekoliko skrčiti in jih združiti v eni predavalnici. Obiskovalci, med katerimi je bilo opaziti tudi goste iz Srbije in Hrvaške, so lahko najprej prisluhnili slovenskima predavateljema Dušan Nolimal z Nacionalnega inštituta za javno zdravje se je ob predstavitvi globalne politike razvrščanja prepovedanih drog zavzel za spremembe na tem področju in reklasifikacijo konoplje. Soustvarjalec domače politike do drog Milan Krek pa je pri legalizaciji konoplje za zdravstvene namene opozoril na celostno ureditev tega področja. Sledil je nastop Ilje Reznika, ki je pri upeljavi konoplje za medicinske namene spomnil na pomembnost sodelovanja vseh akterjev, zdravnikov, politike, stroke in tudi bolnikov. V precej splošnem predavanju je ključno vlogo bolnikov omenila tudi Sue Sisley, ki pa je izpostavila tudi sinergijske terapevtske učinke konoplje.
You know, the reason that our military veterans are so passionate about marijuana as medicine is because rather than what we do in psychiatry, giving people a single medicine for each target symptom, here we can, with a single plant, we can target a variety of receptors in the body. And what, so we call it, instead of a single bullet or silver bullet, we call it the synergistic shotgun, right? Because we're taking advantage of the entourage effect, using all these multiple receptor agonism to try to create a very broad therapeutic effect. So I like that. I think that's a great term, synergistic shotgun. And that's not, you can't get that from Marinol or any of the isolated cannabinoids.
Sisley je v drugem delu sobotnega predavanja govorila tudi o ameriški politiki do medicinske uporabe gandže, Domačih razmer na tem področju pa sta se po kratkem odmoru dotaknila Maja Kohek in Božidar Radišič iz društva ONEJ. Predvsem prva je izpostavila nedopustno kriminalizacijo in kazensko preganjanje bolnikov, ki si pomagajo z uživanjem konoplje. Paul Hornby je svoje drugo predavanje posvetil dekarboksilaciji konoplje.
So when you're decarboxylating, you want to use a temperature that you'll get optimal decarboxylation at a time, so you fully activating your THC and leaving very little THC acid behind. And the only way you're going to know whether you've done that is to have it tested. I can't see any other way. You could eat it, and if it wasn't, say if you didn't decarboxylate at all and you ate it, you wouldn't get much of that. If you decarboxylated at a generic time and temperature and then ate it, you'll notice the difference between the decarboxylated and undecarboxylated.
Hornbyjevo predavanje je ob koncu popestrila debata o načinih dekarboksilacije. Med njim, Hanušem in predvsem Robertom Melamedom. Odgovarjal je pa tudi na vprašanje obiskovalcev. Eno od njih se je oglasilo, ali konopljino dekarboksilirati pred ekstrakcijo.
We would both decarboxylate before we extract. Another advantage is that decarboxylated THC is more solvent soluble than the acid, so you'll get a better yield in your extraction if you decarboxylate first. Also, that way you can work out a standard operating procedure for your decarboxylation. You have a set time, temperature, a generic raw material that you do the same way every time.
Češka je, kot vemo, konopljo za medicinske namene legalizirala že pred leti. Pri tem je veliko svojim znanjem prispeval tudi Lumir Hanuš. Kot je pojasnil v sobotnem predavanju, je danes v Izraelu delujoči raziskovalec z opozarjanjem na pravico do zdravljenja s pomočjo konoplje začel leta 2005 na univerzi v Olomku.
First I started in 2005 at my alma mater university in Olomouc because this was the easiest way, because at the time nobody was interested in publicly talk about medicinal cannabis, so I saw that it's really easiest. So there was a toxicological conference in September 2005, so I had presentation from cannabis to anandamide, because, you know, when you are talking also about endocannabinoids, so it's directly has something like scientific background. It's not talking about the drug, you know, so it was much more easier and it was much more acceptable for them.
Predavanja na tretjem Onejevem seminarju demistifikacija konoplje je zaključil Robert Melamed, ki se je v slabi uri sprehodil od neumnosti, ki spremljajo politične razprave o medicinski konoplji v ZDA, prek endokanabinoidnega sistema do univerzalnega delovanja ganže. Pri tem se je nekako največ ustavljal pri metabolizmu.
Well, here we have an endocannabinoid system that starts the whole ball rolling. Because you get hungry when your brain makes pot. And you give yourself the munchies via the CB1 receptor. But everything's talking to everything else. And we have a really interesting example. You know, one of the errors of prohibitionists. So when the cannabinoid system was first discovered, everybody got excited. Well, we'll be able to control metabolic syndrome, you know, the fact that Americans and the rest of the world is eating too much and eating too much crappy food, right? So everybody in the U.S. is overweight. It's really a pleasure to be here where everybody's not tubbing around because it's a fundamental health problem. So anyway, in order to be politically correct, Sanofi Research isolated and patented an inhibitor of the CB1 receptor. So we'll have a simple solution here, and that'll be politically correct. We'll turn off cannabinoids. Nobody can complain about that. We're going to make people unhigh. And remember the picture I showed you, the graph yesterday, where when you're too unhigh, like a knockout mouse that doesn't have the gene anymore, because we can make manipulations like that with biotechnology today, those mice die prematurely. Right?
Na koncu predavanja stekla še okrogla miza o uporabi medicinske konoplje, o tem, kako bi moralo to področje biti urejeno v Sloveniji in kakšni bi morali biti nadaljni koraki. Razpravi, ki smo ji bili priča le v uvodnih minutah, se je lahko priključilo tudi žal skromno število obiskovalcev. Med njimi je bilo presenetljivo malo aktivistov, novinarjev in, kar je najbolj zaskrbljujoče, tudi zainteresirane, strokovne in politične javnosti. Na to so večkrat opozorili tudi organizatorji. Na tretjem seminarju Demistifikacija konoplje se je v soboto modil Nejc Mrcen.
Vsemogočna travica. Vse o konoplji, o vsem iz konoplje. Rubriki Pomaga rasti, konopljarna Hanabis.